The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Jesus and his companions came to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he went into the synagogue and taught. And all were astounded at his teaching, because he taught as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then in the synagogue, there was a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Shut up and come out of him." And convulsing him, the spirit came out of him. And everyone who saw it was astounded. They were saying to one another, "What is this? It's a new teaching with authority. Even the unclean spirits obey him." And immediately his fame began to spread throughout the whole region of the Galilee. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. One of the features of me lately is that I've lost my mind, so I don't know who's leading word for the children. Okay, so Georgina's leading word for children. She has a retelling of this story for children and a special story called The Little Tree Who Would Not Share. So they're going to be right out here in the pink chairs. Fantastic. Free exorcisms today! Free exorcisms today! Come to church! Come to church! Free exorcisms today! And I'm not kidding. Free exorcisms today! Lutherans are probably not real happy to hear that. I don't know if this is going to stand up here. We'll try. Lutherans are probably not happy to hear that, but that's what's happening today. Free exorcisms here today. You've been waiting all year. You didn't get them for Christmas. Today's your lucky day. Free exorcisms today. Yeah, the guy in the synagogue wasn't thrilled either. But there's free exorcisms today because we all come to worship with unclean spirits. We're used to hearing the scripture like there are demons, and that's not really how we talk because we're more scientific than that. But we have unclean spirits of our own. See, an unclean spirit is anything that's in your way, anything between you and the God of the universe who brings to you life and grace and healing. What's in your way? Because we're exercising it today. Right here, right now, yes, Lutheran Church of the Cross, exercising unclean spirits. What's in your way? What stands between you and the unity of the body of Christ? What stands between you and the healing of our awesome God? What stands between you and giving praise today for your life? What's in your way? I'm not sure that guy in the synagogue even knew. Because, see, I don't think any of us know. I think we just go along in life, and then we're mad. We go along in life, and then we're sad. We go along in life, and then we're afraid. We go along in life and we're depressed. We go along in life with anger and regret and pain. I spent some time at my sister's house in San Diego. She just lost her daughter 9 years old. You know what my sister's doing? She's praising God for her daughter's life. Valerie and Doug are maximizing Kelsey's life. It is the most awesome thing to see, and I say they're able to do that because they exercise their demons. What's in your way? I was asking my sister, how are you doing that? She has this painting on her wall. It's not very big, just, you know, like that big. And it's a garden. And on the top of it, it says, whatever I feed will grow. And the stems of the flowers say things like, my prayer life, love, forgiveness. And then there are these ugly, withered little plants that are a lot smaller that say things like regret, pain, guilt, suffering. She started to cry and she just pointed to the picture. How do you keep yourself clean? You pay attention to what you're watering. Pay attention to what you're feeding. Look back in your life. What have you been watering and feeding? Because I guarantee you, it's growing. Are you resentful? Guess what? You're letting an unclean spirit grow in your life. Are you angry? Focusing on the pain and everything that's wrong? You're watering the wrong things. Those things grow in the midst of the garden that God has planted. And it's really easy for us to get caught up in the stuff of our lives, in the stuff of our employment or unemployment, in our kids and what they do and don't do. It's my personal favorite one. What are you watering? Because in the midst of your terrible circumstances, you can water harmony. You can water partnership. You can feed grace and love in your prayer life. And not only will they grow, they'll bloom and blossom and take over the yard. But see, unknowingly, we let things take over the yard. We let the weeds reign. And then we can't even see the flowers or even remember that we planted seeds there. But the good news is we're not the ones that plant the seed. We're not the ones that cause the growth. It's God. God who plants and God who gives the growth. Our only job is to pay attention to particular things and not to others. So there are free exorcisms today. Have you seen your unclean spirit today? Look in the mirror. What are you watering? What are you feeding that has no place in your garden? In a moment, we're going to actually invite you to come to the altar for an exorcism. What that means is you come carrying that unclean spirit, and people here are going to pray for you. Pray for you to leave it here with a master gardener so that you might walk out of here with the field plowed and new seeds. That you might walk out of here with fertile ground for the garden of life that God has planned for you. Sometimes I think God just sits in heaven and weeps. Because God's arms are like this, with grace and mercy and love and joy, and God is dumping that on us all the time. But we're paying attention to other things, and God can't do anything except say, come to me. Leave your garbage with me and let me handle it. Focus on what's good and true and lovely and right. Look to your right and look to your left. This is a real exercise now. Look to your right. Look to your left. Look around this place. This is God's work. I want to know where you've come from. So just shout out a place. You didn't start here, any of you. Where did you come from? Where'd you come from? LA. This is what God does. God reaches to the four corners of the earth and gathers a people to be family for one another. You aren't sitting here for no reason. You're sitting here because God wants you to see a garden of beauty and delight, and the people around you are helping you tend your plot. There's nothing nefarious here. Jesus didn't come to the synagogue and cast out a demon. He came and cast out an unclean spirit. And he calls us to do the same, to stand for one another, shoulder to shoulder, and to own our stuff, to own it and then to disown it, take it to the cross. I'm not one for using other people's illustrations, but today I guess it's an exception. So here's a small story. There was an actor. He learned Psalm 23 by heart. And he got up in front of a group of people and performed Psalm 23 flawlessly. And it was a fabulous performance, and the entire audience applauded. They stood and gave him accolades. And then an old Christian parishioner got up from the back and came to the stage and prayed Psalm 23. And when he was done, there was not a dry eye in the house. And afterwards, someone in the audience came to the actor and said, "You know, you were brilliant. But why did you cause applause and that old guy caused tears?" The actor said, "Well, I know Psalm 23. He knows the author of it." When Jesus entered the synagogue, he taught as one having authority. It's a Greek word, authority, from which we get the word author. The word authority means out of his holdings. Jesus went into the synagogue and he taught as one who was teaching from his holdings. He was teaching from his property and his reservoir and his own stuff. He asks us to trust him to cast out what's unclean, and to trust him to give us seeds that are worth having in our gardens. Come to the altar. Stand or kneel. Pastor Phil and intern Kate and I will be here. And it's a funny thing about God's people. Sometimes you know you're supposed to be up there too. How you can tell is you start to go, if you're the one going, "Not me, I'm not," and you start to sweat, and your hands get clammy, that's how you know. If you're one of those people, come and join us. Whoever joins us on that side, we'll pray for you. Bring what's unclean. Bring what's in the way. Tell us what it is or don't. We'll pray out loud for you or we won't, but we'll pray with you in silence, in words, in love and grace, that the one who has authority, the one who teaches from his stuff, will cast that out from you and send you from this place to garden and tend anew. Free exorcisms today. Free exorcisms today. Today, people of God. Here in this place, your gardener awaits.